This motherfucker don't shower. Well, I do. I'm just not very good at it.
I specifically remember when Dad gave you the birds and the bees talk, because I remember you told me exactly what he said. Do you remember what he said?
Not really, no.
You got it way too close to your mouth. You're like, now you got it too far. You gotta see how I got it right here? Yeah. Like you're talking to a mic at school. I remember Dad said he took you out to the car and he said, "Trey, stop, what are you doing? Trey, we all like big boobies and lesbians."
Something to that effect. So
Do you remember that talk?
Yeah.
And do you still like big boobies and lesbians? There's like a fire alarm in here. Don't fucking cloud, like, start knock the smoke down. Jesus Christ. This is a crazy start to this episode. But if you haven't noticed, ladies and gentlemen, we have the set. This is what we've been kind of beating around the bush to not talk about the last couple episodes. The Tribune is starting to build a podcast studio here. It's in the early days. Right now, you'll see like a shadow of me, and honestly, could probably fix that. But you know, for now, I don't think it's the end of the world. Trey, what do you think of the new the podcast studio here?
You know, the podcast studio is coming into full effect. There's a white spot between two blacks. It's usually how I am in life. But you got this big white area, so we need to get like a Trey and Trebe
sign right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've been pitching. I've been saying, like, we need, because I think right here, the reason that there's the shadow is just temporary, and I'm sure it's the only person that this is bugging is me, but the shadow's temporary, because there's gonna be, like, a TV right here. It's gonna be, like, a monitor, so, you know, we'll be able to put, like, our logo, or the sign, or what have you there, so this is temporary, but I like the wood paneling. I like the setup here. You can't see it. We got a bunch of bright lights.
It's a bunch of bright lights and a ladder that's like 80 years old. I feel like it's gonna break anyone that even tries to step on it, but yeah, so we need to get this white tile separated, because we're all about segregation on this podcast. Probably gonna have to cut that out.
I'm so in frame, and in fact it would be hard for me not to be in frame, because I am fucking huge, Trey. I sat there and I looked at my gut. My gut is hanging over my shorts right now. I am the fattest that I've ever been.
Yeah, and you're all, I mean, those shorts.
What's wrong with my
pretty shorts? Pretty close to being Daisy Dukes, I think.
It's what the kids are wearing these days. The kids are wearing shorter shorts. Back in our day, it used to be long camo pants, long camo shorts. Now it's all about short shorts. You gotta show some thigh action. You gotta show the knee. If you're not showing thigh and knee, then you aren't getting any puss.
Well, in my humble opinion, because I used to be all about the shorts back in the day. Yeah, I can't even... Yeah. Now I couldn't even tell you when the last time I wore a pair of shorts is. But in my humble opinion, if you're short... Unless you're a hot woman... Let me make that perfectly clear. But if you're a guy, then if your shorts aren't covering your knees, then we have a problem, in my opinion.
Well, then you got a problem with the youths.
The youths.
The youths, that's what they're wearing, is short shorts. It came back, it was like the 70s or the 80s, where short shorts were prominent, like in Dad's era. Like when Dad was a kid, it was all about short shorts, and then when we became kids, it was like basketball shorts have to at least reach your knees, and now the short shorts are making a comeback. So I'm just trying to stay with the times, Trey, and you can't hate me for that. You're picking on the shorts. I'm already self-conscious about the gut that's hanging over my belt line right now. I'm going to be fucking called fat. I got this blue shirt with flamingos on. They're going to call me a liberal, you know, and I'm going to get bullied online again, Trey. This was not a good setup. We don't have the table. We should have waited for the table so I could have hid my gut under the table.
Yeah, you should have hid your gut under the table, but it is what it is. And your liberal outfit aside, we appreciate you guys joining us. Tree, do you have something you want to get into?
Well, you know, I do have...
What does the old Treeb have in store for this podcast? Of course, I could always improvise if need be.
Well, you know, I do have some notes, but if I were to tell you to improvise on the spot, what's the first topic that you'd bring up, and I'll determine if that is a good avenue or if we should go with some of the bits that I have.
Yeah. All right, so if I were to improvise, I would be like, so Treeb, how's life been going as of... the last time I seen you.
Well, you know, that's actually a pretty good transition to the first bit and the first topic that I would like to bring up. And, you know, I've had a lot of appointments this week. I had a neurology appointment for my seizures and stuff, and they said I've been being a good boy, so that's good. That's a positive. But one appointment that I had to schedule that I wasn't prepared for was I have to get my star card, my real ID, in order to go on a flight. And Trey, to be honest, I'm a little irritated about that, because we knew that we were taking this flight to Seattle now and going to this Post Malone Jelly Roll concert for probably close to a year now. We've had these tickets. And, you know, when I told Mom and Dad about this, I was like, well, I need to get my star card. I need to get my things get my ducks in a row. And Dad said they delayed that for a year. And you know, when your dad says something, you believe him. It doesn't matter what it is. That's your dad. You believe what your dad says. And you know what? I believed him so much that here I work at a newspaper, which is obvious. We've mentioned that a million times. My boss brought up the fact that we had to do a story on the star card, because it's getting close to being the time when you need to get one. And I said, no, 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 Bainey. Tim Pixley said that it got delayed a year. And he said, no, it didn't. And I said, but Tim fucking Pixley, the man who always is right about information, said that it was delayed a year. It didn't matter that I work at a newspaper and I have a guy who works in news telling me that that's not right. I still was like, I believe my dad. And, you know, I think that that goes hand in hand with a lot of things. But Dad lied to me. Dad didn't know what he was talking about. And now we're running really close, getting super close to the trip with the star card and the real ID. You know, I'm going to get it, I think. But we're getting close to the point where I almost wouldn't be able to fly.
Yeah, so Treeb's over here freaking about the whole star card. Yeah, and, you know, shout out to Tim. You know, he's definitely probably our number one fan, Treeb. I didn't know if you knew this, but he's probably, like, our number one fan because he watches everything.
I think it's funny you called him Tim, and that's a funny story in of itself, because we probably called our dad Tim until we were, like, 7 years old. Like, he was our stepfather. We'd be like, you know, we'd be waiting outside of baseball practice, you know, waiting for him to pick us up. They'd be like, you know, do you need a ride? Who's going to pick you up? And we'd be like, oh, don't worry, Tim's picking us up.
Yeah.
You know, not Dad's picking us up, just Tim. You know, Tim could have been anybody. They probably assumed he was our stepdad. But, you know, no, it was our dad. In fact, one time when I was really young, when I was a child, me and my dad were, you know, wrestling on the bed, you know, actually wrestling on the bed. Don't take that in a weird way. He wasn't actually my stepdad. It's real wrestling. And he threw me off the bed and sprained my arm. And my dad's like, you know, got me together, and they had to put together a story Because, you know, that you can't just go into the ER and say, fucking, my dad threw me off the bed and sprained my arm. You know, that's how you get Child Protective Services at your house.
They're probably going to come to the house after this story gets released.
I'm 26.
15 years later.
I think they're gonna come now. But 15 years later, I said when I was 4, I would have been 19 15 years later. Your math was off. That's hilarious.
I wasn't trying to do math.
Talking to your mic.
I wasn't trying to do math. I know. It's like a figure of speech. It's like whenever someone says, oh, that was a long time ago, you say, yeah, that was 20 years ago. You don't actually know the exact number of years.
I don't think saying 20 years ago is a figure of speech.
It was.
I don't think it is. But anyway, so he throws me off the bed, and they're trying to get this story together. And my dad said, so what are you going to say? And I was like, Tim threw me off the bed because I was being a bad boy. He's like, why don't you call me dad? And I was like, because your name is Tim. And they tell me in kindergarten, you're supposed to call your friends by their name. You're not supposed to call them doofus. You're not supposed to call them an idiot. You got to call them by your name. So I considered my dad my friend. So I would call him Tim all the time.
You're also not supposed to call your friends gay reads. They didn't teach you that in kindergarten.
Well, this was the early 2000s. So it was like, you could either call your friends by their name, or if they're doing something silly or something a little fruity, you can call them a gay retard, you know?
With chlamydia.
With chlamydia.
I still get a kick out of that.
If they're being a little, yeah, spicy with Susie on the playground, you could kind of call them out for what they got. Yeah. When you're talking, so you see how, like, far my hand is, like, how I am right here? Do that, because you're really, like, you're bringing it like this close, so like, yeah, do that. No, it's okay, you're learning. I was let's see,
so what's the status right now of the star card dilemma?
Well, you know, I called and I made an appointment with the lady, and I was really stressed out about it because I didn't know exactly what I needed, because I don't know where the hell my Social Security card is. You know, I've moved a lot in my life nowadays. I've, you know, moved 4 or 5 times, most of which still in my hometown, but I've moved a lot. And I don't know where my Social Security card was. So I've, you know, I had to call them and figure out what I needed. And I said, hey, you know, I need my star card. What do I need in order to get this? And the lady said, this was her real response. She said, have you ever changed your name before?
Like, no.
Like, how common is that? How common, or how often are people changing their names that the response to what do you need in order to get this new ID is, have you ever changed your name before? Like, are people just going out there changing their names?
I mean, probably with all the transgender shit that's going on.
Yeah, but none. I wouldn't picture in Idaho that that's happening very much, but that is a good point.
I mean, they're out there.
They are out there. I guess I didn't put that together, but that's about as realistic as it gets for why you would change your name or why it would be common. But I thought that was weird. Like, he's like, have you ever changed your name before? No. Been Trevin my whole life, actually.
So the woman tells you, have you changed your name? And then where does it go from there?
She just told me exactly what I needed, but I thought that was just weird. Like right. you, she didn't come out and just say what you needed for this. She just said, have you ever changed your name before? No, I haven't changed my name before. It'd be different if she was like, have you ever changed your address before? Yeah. Have you ever gotten a new ID? Have you ever tried to change your identity? Have you ever chopped your dick off to become a woman? Yeah. You know, like, it's... That just didn't seem like a common thing to me, so, you know.
So do you need your Social Security card?
I don't need my Social Security card.
Probably still know where it's at, though.
Yeah, well, the guy that hacked us on Blog TV probably has my Social Security card.
It's the only reasonable explanation.
Yeah, so, you know, at least I know he has it, you know, so that's a...
Probably stealing your identity, bro.
Exactly. Kind of sticking with the same vein, one of the funniest stories that happened this week, and in my household was Renee lost her wallet, but she lost it in probably the most comical way ever. Trey here has lost his wallet multiple times, and he lost his wallet. I think this used to be my top I lost my wallet story. Trey used to. He lost his wallet at a grocery store, and he had the whole family out there looking for the wallet. We were looking up and down inside the grocery store, outside in the parking lot, and lo and behold, Trey had the fucking wallet in his back pocket the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much how it happened. They weren't there with me, but, you know, they were definitely aware of it, and then I figured out on my own that I left it in my back pocket, so.
Which is a hilarious way to figure it out. But I think this story of Renee losing her wallet tops your story.
All right, so I'm off the schneid.
Yeah, so here's how Renee loses her wallet. So she goes to the Salvation Army to pick up some clothes. She looks in her purse, realizes she doesn't have the wallet. So she's like, okay, I was just at St. Vincent. It's probably over there. So she goes to St. Vincent, kind of the same thing that happened to you. She looked, she asked the people, she said, have you seen my wallet? No. And somebody from St. Vincent actually helped her look in the parking lot. She was looking up and down the parking lot, couldn't find it. So she decides, I'm going to look around the store one more time. And she goes to the wallet section, and some employee at St. Vincent put her wallet in the wallet section, thinking it was a wallet for sale, and even put a price tag on it. Put a $2 price tag on it with freaking her cards in there, her license, a picture of her cat. Like, everything was in there, and they just thought that this was a wallet that somebody was like, I don't want it, I'll just put it in the baby clothes section. And then they put a $2 price sticker on it and put it in the wallet section.
Hey, you wanna steal someone's identity? $2. I know. You get a brand new identity.
And she had like $100 cash in there too. So I mean, like anybody, if she wasn't there at that moment, like somebody could have walked out with a pretty hefty profit. Could have walked out with her bank in for
$98 profit.
Literally a $98 profit. But I mean, That's bad business by St. Vincent de Paul. Just look inside the wallet for 1 second. And the thing is the funniest part about this in her wallet is that it's like, it's one of those wallets that like, there's so much shit in there that like, it like pops out. Like there's stuff like popping out the sides of the wallet.
Bursting at the seams.
Yeah. And I'm like, how did somebody had to have taken that, assessed it, put a tag on it, and just put it, like, just absolutely nuts. Crazy stuff.
You know, one thing that I've always wondered, though, is, you know, like how women and, like, their fashion and everything, like, their pockets are, like, so thin or whatever, and it's like, has it always been that way? Because everywhere they go, they have to carry a purse with them because their pockets don't have enough room to carry, like, a wallet or a phone or anything.
Well, back in the day, they used to have to wear, you know, long dresses, you know, so they didn't...
No pockets.
Yeah, they used to have to wear long dresses, a bonnet, you know. Sometimes they'd have to wear a shawl if, you know, their husband punched them in the face, you know, in order to go to church to hide the black eye, you know. So, yeah, no, I think coming from where women were in the 1800s, thin pockets, they should stop complaining because they used to not have any pockets.
True. I mean, what would the male version of a purse be?
A backpack, I guess. A satchel. I suppose. Yeah. I mean, you know, anything that carries multiple objects, I guess you can say is a purse.
Would you go down to a busy area and wear a purse, and then we could put that on TikTok. We can.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have.
Hilarious. Me.
I don't know. I don't think that's that funny. I think. I mean, like, I'll carry Renee's purse or whatever. I'm a good guy. But, you know, I think it would be funnier if you put me in a dress or something.
Yeah, that's taken a little too far. I wouldn't go that far with it.
Well, I mean, why is just wearing a dress? I mean, why is just wearing a purse downtown funny?
I don't know. Maybe it's because my mind is corrupted.
You're a sicko. Yeah. People don't understand that this guy's mind works a mile a minute. The way that he thinks of comedy, he's just different. He's one of the 250 elite comedians working today.
Number 228 ranked in America.
In America, yeah. You would be a killer in Ireland. You'd be number one in Ireland.
I think I would, because they'd all be drunk, so the social lubrication's already there.
Lots of people are drunk at comedy clubs anyway, so I think you'd still be able to get them rolling.
True. If I was... I think they're kind of bailing them out by being drunk, though. Or, like... Because if you're drunk, you're already more inclined to laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, you should.
It's cheating. Do a comedy set in the most... do a comedy set at a funeral. That's how you know that if you're really funny or not.
Do a comedy set at a library.
Yeah.
do a comedy set at a fucking office during lunchtime. Yeah. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is the paper's putting out this thing. It's like 99 things to do in the area. And, like, everybody gets to do a thing and write, like, 100 words on why that's, like, a fun thing to do in the area.
Did you hear that? 100 words.
Trey's one SpongeBob quote in the episode. And I'm doing, like, attending an Idaho football game, for example. That's the one I got drawn. One of our most seasoned guys, one of our most seasoned writers, he's writing a night out bowling, and he went to college for bowling, and this was like back in the day. This is like the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
He went to college for bowling, and Bainey asked him, he said, when's the last time you went bowling? And he said, probably like the 80s. And then I was like, dude, we should go bowling sometime. And he said, it's a different game.
It's a different game.
And I thought that was the funniest fucking thing I've heard all week. Because there's no sport that has changed less than fucking bowling. And he was so serious, too. There was not an ounce of irony in what he said. There wasn't like, I'm just joking. He said,
it's a different game.
It's a different game. I didn't ask him a follow-up question, but I like, what do you think that could mean? What do you think could possibly be different about bowling from the 80s to now?
All these liberals have taken over bowling. That's about the only thing I could come up with.
Do you think? I feel like bowling would be more of a conservative sport.
Well, that is true, because I think it'd be more a conservative sport if the pins were black. So if the pins are white, they're going after their own kind. They're hitting balls.
That was awful. That was a bad joke. But, no, I thought that was so fuck. It's a different game. That's like that in golf. I mean, I guess, I don't, golf maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I could see golf with, like, the whole, like, VR and different variations throughout the years, but bowling, like...
Saying bowling's a different game is like saying, Go Fish is a different game.
Or Monopoly or something.
I'm like, those games have not changed their rules at all. I'm like, I don't get it. That's not it. So we went to get our ultrasound this week, and that was pretty exciting. Our baby is the size of a kidney bean.
Hell yeah.
It is
getting bigger every day.
Yeah, it's a centimeter.
Like my dick. Sorry.
I was going to make that joke. Yeah. I was going to say it's a centimeter long like Trey's wiener. But when you get these ultrasounds, you have to hold in your pee as a woman. That's what you have to do. You have to hold in your pee. And I looked it up. It didn't make any sense. But I guess when you hold in your pee for these ultrasounds, it makes the image clear. And that didn't make any sense to me, because like if you are standing there, like say we're standing here and somebody takes a photo of us and they dump a bucket of water over us, like that's gonna distort the picture. But then I'm thinking, if somebody stands over the top of us and takes a piss over us, then maybe we'd get an ultra 4K image.
You know, Tree,
I worked so hard on that bit to make it funny, but I was like, that's probably not that funny.
You know, Tree, you are onto something here. 500 likes. Me and Tree are gonna come on the next episode wearing white T-shirts and get water poured all over us.
Well, see, and we're
OnlyFans exclusive.
Yeah, that's gonna be on the page, dude. That's a TikTok that blew up, kind of, that got 60 likes when you said that our Patreon's gonna be us just saying racist and homophobic things.
Yeah.
That got 60 likes. So also on the Patreon, we're gonna do a side by side comparison of the photos from a guy on the roof dumping water on us. The image quality is gonna be terrible, but then when he takes a piss on us from on top of the roof, we're gonna end up getting a 4K image without a 4K camera.
Sounds good.
Was that funny? I looked at that bit for like, I worked on that bit for like 20 minutes, and I was like, I don't think it doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know if it's funny.
Yeah, I think you kind of missed the mark on that one.
Dude, I worked on it. Because I thought the idea of holding in your pee to get a clear image is a funny premise, but then I was like, how can I make that funny? I think I still got to work on that.
What kind of person would just piss on a balcony onto people? You have to be a real menace to society to do that.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense. I thought the 99 things to do was a pretty funny bit. Renee losing her, what do you think? Renee losing her wallet, that was a pretty funny story. And the star card, that was pretty, the changing the name part, that was all right. I've been working hard to, like, with these podcasts to not just give topics to talk about, but work bits inside of them.
Treeb's the hardest working man in podcast, contrary to belief.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm trying, like, because I don't want to, like, the bits at the end are your thing, so, like, I want to, like, work in the topics and then work my bits in through it. So,
yeah.
So I don't know. You laughed a little bit in some of those, so I thought they were kind of funny. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. So a professor, this is some news. We're going to go to the news. And that's going to be a cool thing here, too, when we get the TV, because we can pull up videos and stuff like that. So when we're talking about things, we can pull them up. We'll be like, pull it up, Jamie. But it'll probably just be me.
We'll hire a homeless guy to be the Jamie.
That'd be awesome. Dude, we should. We should go to the park that houses all the homeless here, and we should ask them if they want a job.
Yeah.
That's perfect. You're going to just Google things for us
throughout
the podcast.
We'll feed you ramen.
Yeah, we'll feed you ramen. Yeah. I have two breakfast burritos currently in my car that have been sitting since 11 a.m. that I was going to eat, but I feel like that's the perfect homeless food. You can have that if you just pull up images. That's a good idea. People have stupid fucking names. So as a guy who's going to be a dad here, I've been thinking about names, what I'm going to name my kid. And, you know, obviously you have this new generation of parents that just name their kids fucking like ludicrous stuff that make no sense. And they add like Lynn or whatever at the end of just like traditional names. But like even modern names are just dumb, like just dumbass modern names. Like there's just times where I'm like, how can you look at a baby? This is the biggest moment of your entire life. You're having a child and you look at him, you're holding him, this is the freaking fruit of your loins, and you're looking at this baby and you say, I'm gonna name you Gunner. Like that is the dumbest fucking name I have ever heard in my life. Like, How is that going to happen? Gunner is such a dumb name. There's a lot of dumb names like that. I just, Do you think of any other dumb names?
I mean, I can, but I'd probably get canceled for it.
What do you like? What?
Black parents out there, I just want you to know if you're gonna name your kid Shirquisha or something.
That's too many S's. You know?
And you're gonna have them apply to college. The professor's probably gonna be a 50-year-old white guy named Gunner. And if he looks at the application and your name is Shirquisha, he's gonna be like, "Yeah, I know they're black. Next."
Yeah, and then Shirquisha is gonna get a gun to gun down Gunner. Yeah, and Shirquisha, that's a tough one because like, what if you're in a library with Shirquisha and you're trying to tell her to shh? Like that's a lot of S's you're putting on there. You're like Shirquisha, like that you can't even say that. That's just difficult. That's a tough one. Shirquisha's a dumb one. Can you think of any like common white name? Like I can't like, you know, and I have a friend with this name, but like I can't imagine holding a baby just being like Mike. Like and we have an Uncle Mike too. Like I just can't even imagine naming your kid like Mike. Like that's stupid.
Fred's always kinda rubbed me the wrong way. Fred.
I like the way you put that. Fred's always rubbed me the wrong way. That is dumb. Fred's a dog name. That is that's a dumb one. I feel like there's more dumb dude names than there are girls' names.
Yeah, you're probably right. Probably right about it. That one.
I mean, Bob.
I think the only female name that's like Beatrice.
Oh, Beatrice? Bertha?
Yeah.
There's nobody anymore you can't imagine naming their kids Beatrice or Bertha. They're not naming their kids Karen anymore. Karen's definitely a done name.
Larry. Larry's an endangered species.
Yeah, Larry no more.
At what point did people stop calling their sons Dick?
I don't know, Dad called me that last week.
And how did that become a name to begin with?
I don't know. Well, it probably became a name because I would assume that the slang term dick didn't come around until later on. And then, you know, I thought the funniest thing is that we had a PE teacher named Dick Richel. And that is a hilarious name. It's like Dick Trickle. That's so funny. God, my friend Mike, he would always fuck with Dick Richel. Middle school PE classes are always just the most. That's the worst place to be.
The most awkward, like fucking. I hate it.
Yeah, but it's the worst place for a student to be. It's the worst place for a teacher to be. And I just remember every time like you would do push-ups, right? The teacher would say like down, you know, to signal when you'd have to go down for a push-up. And Mike, he was a menace to society his whole life. Still, well, he's actually turned it around pretty good. But, you know, every time they'd say down, Mike would go, syndrome, down, syndrome.
That's hilarious. That is a good one.
That's a good bit. That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny because we were watching the draft and they had a commercial for Dick's Sporting Goods. Yeah. But the way that they said it was, "Hey, Dad, you ever go to dicks.com?
It's like, why'd you check my search history?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's Trevin's favorite site.
Fuck you.
Why, and that's another thing, too. Why would they name their site dicks.com? They can't go, like, Dick Sports or some shit.
Well, it's probably because the redirect. Like I would imagine, like, I mean, some gays, some women, they probably try to go to dicks.com, and they end up at Dick's Sporting Goods and end up getting a baseball bat instead.
True.
So the NFL draft, that's the last thing I have. Obviously, I mean, we'll talk about some Patriots and some Jags stuff if you got, you know, some stuff that you want to say.
Oh, yeah.
But the main thing I want to talk about here is Shedeur Sanders dropped out of the first round, and I think I figured out why. And it was last night I was scrolling on Instagram, and he was on Max Crosby's podcast. And Crosby asked him, he said, "Give me your Mount Rushmore of quarterback and receiver duos." Now, I'm going to ask you the same thing. If you had to give me your Mount Rushmore for quarterback and receiver duos, who would it be?
Oh, man, that's a good one. Of course, you gotta go with Montana Rice.
Yep.
I mean, I would say Brady and Moss, but they only played together for a short time.
You'd probably go Culpepper Moss.
Culpepper Moss, yeah. Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison.
Yeah. You got one more. Are you going to use Culpepper Moss, or are you going to do two more?
Brett Favre and Donald Driver.
That's fun. That's a fun list. And Shador Sanders demonstrated that he doesn't know ball at all. So his first names he listed off was Brady and Gronk. Now,
I mean, that's fair.
Gronk, and I will say I'll give him some leeway because right, Gronk is a tight end, but he was a monster as a receiving tight end. So I'll give him some. The second receiver quarterback duo he named was Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, which that is an important duo to like his generation.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I'll give him that. Oh, yeah. That's fine. But his third and his fourth were when he that's what cost him being a first round pick. He said Derek Carr and Chris Olave.
No. Just no.
They haven't even been top 15 active at any point, which is hilarious. I'm just like, how did you even consume or think to say Derek Carr and Chris Olave?
I will say that Josh McDaniels single-handedly destroyed Derek Carr, but that's a story for another day.
Isn't that hilarious, though? Like, how do you pull that out?
Pull that out of your ass. Yeah. Fucking Blaine Gabbert.
Cecil Shorts.
Justin Blackmon.
He got it.
Oh, he was in the news not too long ago.
Yeah, he got arrested again. Public intoxication.
Yeah.
Sad
scene.
But and then his last one, out of anybody in the entire history of the NFL, you could say, he said, DK Metcalf and whoever his quarterback's going to be on the Steelers.
Whoever. Yeah. Like, he didn't do that good with Geno Smith. Just putting that out there.
That was just the most ludicrous answers and Mount Rushmore
history
I've ever heard. Chris Olave and Derek Carr, like, literally made me laugh out loud. Like, what? Unless he's trying to get drafted by the Saints, which would make sense.
Which would make sense. And your dad's fucking Deion Sanders. You couldn't throw Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman in there.
Yeah, that's a good. I thought you were gonna say somebody from Atlanta, and I was gonna be like, who are you gonna throw in there? But that's a good call. Who was like Michael Vick's number one receiver when he was around in Atlanta? Can you think of who that was back?
Tony Gonzalez. That was before Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, Tony was a chief.
Roddy White probably.
Was Roddy White like? I want to say he was like later on. But, like, he still played with Vic, but I want to say it was, like, later on in the Vic era.
I know Michael Turner was there, but he was a running back.
Was LG Crumpler around?
Yeah, that's another good pull. He was with Atlanta.
I liked LG Crumpler.
Yeah, he played for us, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he kind of fudged us in that AFC Championship game against the Jets. Fucking Rex Ryan. I think it was like an onside kick or something, and he fucking like went through his leg.
Oh, I think I do remember that a little bit now that you mention it. But we'll touch on the draft a little bit. I like to kind of keep this more funny and story based, but when the Jacksonville Jaguars trade up to get fucking Travis Hunter, you kind of got to be hyped. Trey texted me and was so hoping that the Patriots were gonna get Travis Hunter, and you know what? Your new GM, never heard of him, he has freaking walnut-sized nuts compared to freaking James Gladstone's bowling ball-sized balls as he traded up with the Browns to get the best player in the draft, somebody that's going to turn this franchise around with freaking Travis Etienne, with Brian Thomas and Trevor Lawrence. Very excited for Travis Hunter to be a Jag, and it's program-changing getting Travis Hunter and Teal. Very excited for that. I had a lot of bad words to say about James Gladstone in the past, but this changed my mind a lot, and he had a lot of good words to say in the press conference, and I liked what I had to see. If I was you and I was a Patriots fan, I would be very upset with the draft outcome. You got a stud at that left tackle. He is good.
Yeah.
But that you can't be happy with just that.
Yeah, well, I know you have to be absolutely stoked to get Travis Hunter. And you're getting a guy, like, not only is he the best player in the draft, but all the kid does is football. Like, literally his whole life is either football or fishing. So not only are you getting a stud, but you're getting someone that's, like, really about football and nothing else. But, you know, what I was hoping that the Patriots were going to do is going to take Jenty. And it's going to be interesting to see how Jenty's going to go because he went to the Raiders. So you got...
Ricardo's going to be hyped.
You got Pete Carroll. you got Pete Carroll, 75-year-old Pete Carroll. You got Geno and you got Jenty. And Bowers, I think the Chiefs have something to worry about now. But I was hoping they would take Jenty and then slide back into the first round. And I'll admit, I was infatuated with the idea of Drake May and Ashton Jenty. I think they would have been...
I loved Ashton Jenty. I wanted him in Jacksonville too, but Travis Hunter will do.
Yeah, I would take Hunter over Jenty, to be fair. But that's what I was hoping they would do, but... Am I mad about Will Campbell? No, I know the whole discrepancy on him is the whole arm length thing, but if you're in the SEC and you're able to put up stats against legitimate dudes, I don't really care what your arm length is. And it was a position of need, so best player available, probably not. I'd probably say Jets he was, but overall I'm not too upset at them taking Will Campbell. The only way I'd be upset is if later down the road we find out this guy cannot play left tackle and therefore we kick him out to guard, that I would be pretty upset about that one. But yeah, we got two good old country boys in back-to-back drafts at our first number one pick. So that's pretty hype. Pretty.
You know, and I see a lot of Jags fans that are upset with the trade that we did.
Yeah, I and the whole Cleveland thing, that didn't make sense to me. You trade down, you get Mason Graham from Michigan, and then like you're picking in the top of the second round, they're probably gonna take Shadur. So if you think about it, they could have had the whole band back together.
They could have had the whole kit and caboodle. They could have had a whole kit and caboodle, dude.
So what did you guys give up for Travis?
It was, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
You're good.
It was two firsts, a second this year. So like a, for like this first, yeah, this year and a first next year, a second. Sorry, I'm blanking. A second this year, and a fourth round next year. I want to say.
Yeah, that's a pretty sizable haul, and really, I mean, when you look at it, is this Trevor Lawrence? Is he a shit or get off the pot year? Because you got
We got him on a big contract.
Oh, you did so. But, I mean, if you can't do anything with Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter, then...
Get off the fucking pot.
Get off the pot, yeah.
No, I'm in complete agreement with you. He's out of excuses.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that defend him to this day, so...
And there's also people that are way too harsh on him, too.
So it's like a mix between, yeah, both.
Like, just call him what he is. He's an average starting quarterback in the league. He's basically... You remember Alex Smith? You remember when he was in the league? And he was also a number one overall pick. He's basically Alex Smith. He's fine.
But is Aaron Rodgers better than Alex Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a dumb question.
Well, they both got selected in that draft class.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. You want to make a bet? You want?
Wasn't Aaron Rodgers a number one overall pick, too?
No, Alex Smith was in the same class as Aaron Rodgers, and then Aaron Rodgers fell.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't know why I thought Aaron Rodgers was the number one pick for some reason. My bad, that's on me.
And, you know, that's another thing, too. Like, the other thing that I was kind of surprised to, that I haven't heard a lot of people talk about, the San Francisco 49ers. I forgot who the team was that... They took the tight end from Michigan, Colston Loveland.
Idaho!
Shout out to Idaho. But the consensus number one tight end was Tyler Warren. So Loveland goes, and then I'm thinking, okay, San Francisco is going to run the card up to get Tyler Warren, and they take like a edge rusher. And I felt like they're letting the NFC West off the hook, because could you imagine if they had Kittle, Tyler Warren, Christian McCaffrey? You could line up in 12 personnel, and if you have any semblance of a run game, you're going to set yourself up. I mean, it almost reminds me of back in the day when you had Gronk and that other guy.
Yeah, that other
guy. That other guy. Bruno Sammartino, I think, was his name.
Yeah. Now, once we start popping off and we get a Patreon, we'll start making football podcasts. We'll start talking more about stuff on the gridiron. I was upset. Not that I thought he was going to fall tremendously, but I was upset that Tet McMillan went. I almost said like Tet McLaurin, like Terry McLaurin. Tet McMillan went so early because I was kind of hoping he was going to fall maybe to the teens. And then James Gladstone was going to get, like, hella balls, and we were going to get Travis Hunter and him. But there was probably no way in hell that was going to happen.
Yeah, Tet McMillan definitely fell later as this process goes.
I like him a lot.
He didn't work out at the combine, and that's probably because he's not one of those guys that runs, like, a 4.5 40. But he's a big physical receiver, and like that, those are my type of receivers. And I don't know if it's because I've been scarred by the likes of fucking Tyquan Thornton and fucking N'Keal Harry. Well, N'Keal Harry was more of that prototype, like the DK Metcalf prototype. Kendrick Bourne was actually a pretty good receiver for a while, but I was surprised that Jaxon Dart got picked before Shedeur Sanders. And
racism.
You know, Shedeur Sanders is definitely the Kenny Powers. He's the black Kenny Powers of football.
Yeah, like, I guess. Is he?
And so he's probably going to go to Cleveland. And, you know, there was a Pittsburgh Steelers executive that leaked a report saying that it was one of the worst interviews he ever had in his life with Shedeur Sanders. And, you know, and I've heard people say that Mike Tomlin wanted to take Shedeur, but I don't know about that, because Mike Tomlin's a stud. I'm a big Mike Tomlin guy, and, you know, the thing with Tomlin is that he's not about, like, the whole drama thing. And if I were to guess, I would probably think could you imagine if he goes to the playoffs and he still does not have a losing record and he has fucking Skylar Thompson and Mason Rudolph at the quarterback?
Didn't they get somebody else?
Well, they were talking to Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is being Aaron Rodgers, so I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, no, it's all stroking gears in Pittsburgh.
That's all it is.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that does it for the draft talk, and I'm all out of topics for my day, so this is the everybody's favorite part of the podcast, and we did a one-camera setup this episode, so Trey didn't have to print out his bits, he didn't have to print out any of his Treyisms. So ladies and gentlemen, this is everybody's favorite part of the contest, everybody's favorite part of the podcast, where Trey goes through his Treyisms and his new comedy bits. We task Trey every single week to come up with new Treyisms, a version of Rickyisms, where he takes a saying and puts his own twist on it, and every once in a while he also has new stand-up comedy bits. We're trying to pressure him to do stand-up comedy or to do some form of comedy in the future. He's a very funny man, has me on the floor laughing. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Trey, the floor is yours.
All right, so I didn't get a whole lot of Treyism for this one, so I'll probably do the Treyisms that I do have, and then I'll do like one of the comedy bits.
Yeah, make sure you put the mic close to your face.
So, you know, Treeb, you get offended a lot, I've noticed, but you should not have a boner trying to bang a glass house.
What does that mean? What's that one?
Like when you throw stones at a glass house.
You shouldn't have a boner trying to fuck a glass house. That one's really good.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
I feel like with this podcast, I was thrown right into the deep fryer.
At the deep end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Treeb, you always take from me. You know, we go over these podcasts and we learn off of each other. It's like they say, okay, I don't know if I can get through this one. They say that sirens sharpen sirens.
Nah. Nah. It is a Sharpie noise, but...
I'm tired of under-retrieving tree.
After that bit, that was bad. Saying that, that was good.
I think with this podcast, tree, we're getting a lot of views. I definitely think that all the stars are defined.
They are defined. Yeah. We had 85 views the last episode, most we ever got.
And the last one, it's better to be fat on some days and then faster at no days.
That is good. That's a bar, I think.
So I got a story to tell you guys. It's about a cat that goes by the name of Ruckus. Now, I know some people are going to hear this story and they're going to be skeptical. They're going to say it's full of crap. Well, in more ways than one, it actually is. So we had a passing away. Shout out to Honey Dog. She was an old dog. You know, she was not a lot of fun. Anyways, we bury her, and there was a cat that appeared out of the thin air, and we decided to name it Ruckus because it caused a ruckus. So, and when I say that there is a black cat that's named Ruckus, this is in no way in relation to the Boondocks character, Ruckus. Although I have found out, and I don't know why that is, maybe it's because of the environment that they were raised in, but I do think that black cats make more noise than their white counterparts. I remember one time I had my other cat. He was getting catnip, and then come to find out where he was getting this illegal catnip from was from the neighborhood cat named Jamal. And, so anyway, we have this cat. He comforts us for a few days after we had just lost our dog. And then he disappeared, probably on to help the next poor bastards of a family that lost their pets. And, go downstairs. There's a big cat poop that's in my bed. And, I tell my mom, and she's like, well, maybe it wasn't that cat, maybe it was the other cat. And I said, Mom, whenever you have a black cat, you always put the blame on them because it's always their fault. So that was my first supernatural experience that ultimately played into my racism a little bit.
That's not bad. I think that was good. I think you had some good jokes in there. The problem is, we need the bits to sound more polished. Because you did read pretty good, and I think Jamal was pretty good.
That was the kicker. That was the kicker.
Yeah. You always blame the black cats. You know, you gotta... And I think you just... your delivery usually is deadpan, but I do feel like there are parts in there where you need to deliver like with a little bit more oomph, I think.
Yeah. Well, there is some improvisation in there, because I just wrote down, like, the talking points and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just maybe write, maybe just changing your writing process a little bit to kind of make sure your jokes sound more polished. Because it does kind of, you know, does sound like you're reading a little bit.
Yeah, I feel you, Phil.
Not that, like, my last one was any good either. I mean, we're learning. We're learning as it comes.
Siren sharpens sirens.
I can't believe you liked that one. That one was probably your worst one. But, yeah, man. I mean, we got the studio here. We got the thumbnails are getting better. We have the new intro that debuts in this episode. So,
yes, sir. Shout out to Treeb for coming up with the intros.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty solid intro.
Should put TNT Dynamite. Added that one in.
Should put TNT. You copyright.
True.
TNT, another strike. TNT, your channel striked. TNT, your channel's dynamite, because we blew it up. So that's improvision.
Yeah, that's improvision right there. That was probably your best bit of the night.
That is your Doritos joke of the night. But anyway, guys, make sure you check out all the links down below. Our TikTok is probably the best I mean, we post the same TikToks that we do here on YouTube, but they don't get as much traction as far as likes go. If you see a YouTube short from us that's funny and that's awesome, give it a like.
Give it a like, baby.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at TreebTalks. Follow us on Instagram. That's still Trayvon Pixley, that we post all of our stuff. I might rebrand that to Trey and Treeb Clips. But the thing is I still want to keep that Instagram as like a personal account mixed with the clips. So I'm a little bit mixed on that. Like us on Facebook at Trey and Treeb Show. Yeah, that is all I got. Trey, anything you want to plug?
Peace.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day.